Welcome to Leadership Conversations with Josh Reich and Casey Cease. We have the conversations leaders want to have so they can win at leadership. Now, on to our show. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Leadership Conversations. My name is Casey Cease, along with my co-host Josh Reich, and we're here today to talk about a serious issue in the church on how to have difficult conversations with your congregation, pressing into current events, theological issues, et cetera. And I've been really encouraged by how Josh and the congregation where he serves make space, even though it's a larger church, how they make space to have difficult conversations. So Josh, why don't you take a few minutes and give us like an overview of how you all have chosen to approach this, and we'll have a conversation about that today.
Yeah. So when we went fully online as a church, we were really trying to figure out how do we engage our church throughout the week, but also how do we engage unchurched people? Because what I'm hearing from a lot of churches and what we have found is that a lot of churches are largely just engaging churched people online. And unchurched people have really just not engaged in online church as much as they were with physical church. And so one of the things that we started to do was what we call a deeper dive. And once a month, because our series tend to be about 4 or 5 weeks, so about once a month, we just dive deeper into the topics of the series. And so it started back in March. We were doing a series on the Holy Spirit. And so we did just a deeper dive into the Holy Spirit. We've done relationships. We've done mental health and anxiety. More recently, in the last 2 months, we've done race and we've done politics. And it's live. And so it can be pretty raw, pretty intense. Mm-hmm. I host it, and we'll have different people from our team or other leaders in our city here in Tucson come in. That we think can really speak into it for our congregation. And people ask live questions, not only at the night of the event, but also leading up to it. So we have some questions leading up to it. And it has honestly been one of the best ways for us to engage unchurched people, but also to really help our church wrestle through some difficult conversations. And live questions are, they're a roll of the dice. When people are posting in Facebook comments, they can be a roll of the dice. We've had to deal with some hard, not only hard questions, but also some people who maybe had a couple of agendas that we had to navigate. But it has been, we have seen almost 1,000 people engaged during the live event, and then more than that throughout the week on demand following it. So it's been a great tool for us as a church.
So, I mean, when you approach something like this, you know, it's interesting to me. I was talking to a pastor friend of mine that during the 2016 election, he has a multiracial church, that there was nearly a church split. Like, and he was having to do more marriage counseling than ever before, just between, husbands and wives who saw things very differently. And so the fact that you all are doing something, I think, is a helpful thing. But what advice would you give to leaders who are trying to engage in some of these conversations? Any sort of any pitfalls you got to be careful of, or anything else that's going on?
Yes, there are a ton of pitfalls. One of the things that we've really tried to avoid is really speaking about issues or platforms, and really come at it from the perspective of, so for example, with the political one we just did, we just talked about, we did a series called Peacemakers, and it was all about how to be a peacemaker in a polarized world. Well, what that did was that allowed us to talk about issues without actually talking about issues. And so we were able to talk about, you know, Paul's, you know, saying in Romans, you know, as best as you can, you know, as much as it depends on you, live at peace with all people. What does that actually mean? And so then, instead of saying, hey, you know, do this or vote for this, or you should think this way because, you know, Christians are supposed to be part of this party, we're able to say, hey, what does it look like for you to live at peace with the people that live next door, that you work with, that are in your family? Because one of the hard things right now, as we were talking before we hit record, I mean, growing up, my family would argue about politics at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we would all sit down and eat together. Well, now there are families who won't gather at Thanksgiving and Christmas because of politics. And so I think as a leader, if you really come at it from that perspective of how do you walk with the people instead of standing on issues, you get a lot further. you're able to actually navigate things. So that's one of the things that we've really tried to do.
What have been some of the kind of more unexpected results of doing something like this? Like you can expect, okay, if you're online, you got to watch comments, right? Everyone has keyboard courage, or you're going to have some people that don't understand or don't get it. But what have been some surprises for you?
You know, one of the things that was really surprising during the racism one was we really set it up and we just said, hey, our goal tonight is to listen and learn. And honestly, I was surprised at how many people didn't say mean things. And our church is very diverse. Our church is very split politically. And people really engaged it, you know. And so we set the expectation from the beginning of the deeper dive on racism. You know, one of the things I tried to make it funny, you know, of just saying, you know, my grandmother used to say, hey, Joshua, before you go out, remember, you know, Jesus is watching. And so just kind of saying, hey, like, just remember when you make comments, Jesus is watching, you know. But people really were respectful. People asked hard questions, but they were respectful. We had a couple people who made, you know, just dumb comments. And, you know, we had to pull them aside online. You know, we had to block one person, but that happens, you know. And when you have 1,000 people watching, one person is, that's a good percentage.
Yeah, really.
Of people. And, you know, but I think what has been surprising to me is how willing people are to engage it.
Right.
People really are willing to engage. If you come at it from the perspective of, we're just trying to help you navigate it. Cause here's what I feel like everyone's at with politics. We're all just done fighting about it.
Yeah.
Everybody's done fighting about it. Everyone already knows who they're going to vote for. They already know what they think. They're just trying to figure out, how do I navigate this with my friends and family members? Like, how do I keep my sanity and get through this?
And maintaining relationship, right? Especially as someone who's a follower of Jesus, like, golly, it's tough to reconcile the reality of the gospel and how do I then navigate being a part of the cancel culture. It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
There are still people, like I was at something the other day and somebody, you know, wanted my opinion about masks, wanted to know if I thought COVID was real, wanted to know if I thought I could die from COVID. And I think there are people still like that, but by and large, most people are just going, man, how do I get through this?
Yeah.
Like, how do I survive this?
Yeah, I think that's the question, right?
What's that?
That's a more honest question.
Yeah.
You know, and probably more appropriate, like, how do I do this is probably a wiser question to ask rather than the mask bit, like it, you know, I've heard Christians, you know, say, hey, we're not going to bow down to an idol of the government or comparing themselves to Daniel or other people. And it's like that's not costing you really anything except you don't like it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And
how do you determine what to talk about? Like, I mean, obviously racism, there was an important thing there. Politics, obviously that's pressing. Like, what grid do you all use to determine what to address and, you know, what kind of preparation goes into, you know, preparing, you know, as a facilitator? Cause I know you facilitate all of them.
I do.
Yep. Yeah.
So my role is facilitating them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we, you know, with racism, we really laid out the topics we wanted to hit on. We didn't get to all of them. You know, one of the topics we didn't get to explore was systemic racism and institutional racism. And so, you know, you kind of have to go into it knowing, just like in a sermon, you know, I'm not going to get to talk about everything I'd like to talk about.
Right.
And so what I'll do is, as we're preparing a series, we'll talk through, you know, is there anything in this series that we'd like to talk about, but it needs more than a Sunday morning?
Right.
That might fit better in a conversation. And so that was where the mental health and anxiety came in back in July. We did that. We just talked through just how to handle anxiety, how to navigate. Because at that point in July here in Tucson, COVID was, the numbers were at their highest. They were at their peak. Really. And so the anxiety in our city was at probably its highest point. I have no idea how to tell that, but.
So how does your community respond to what you all are doing? I mean, do you have people outside the church coming to these things, or is it primarily just your church people, or how does that
work? So it's all totally online. So there's nobody in the room when we do it, because our church, as of this recording, has not yet reopened for physical gatherings. And so everything is totally online. But we've seen a lot of our people, we've heard from a ton of the core of our church that this has been something they've been able to share with their friends, have conversations with them about, and even even people outside of our church saying, we really appreciate that you're tackling this.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I really think about younger generations is, especially around racism, one of the feedbacks we got was from younger generations saying, thank you for talking about this.
Yeah.
You know, thank you for, you know, because on that night we had an African-American pastor here in Tucson, myself, and then our lead pastor was on the panel. And so it was a chance for white pastors to say, you know, when they hear things like All Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter, here's the first thing that came to mind. Well, that gives voice to what most white people thought.
Yeah.
But then to be able to say, and this is our journey of understanding the cry of our African American brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And how to navigate that. And I mean, I've learned a lot sitting there. But for unchurched people, it's been a great way to engage because this is where they all live. These are the questions they're all asking and wrestling through. And they want to know, does the church have anything to say about this?
Mm-hmm. So let's say a leader's listening today and is like, man, I'd love to pull something like this together. How would you recommend getting started?
Besides hiring me as a consultant. I mean, when I was a lead pastor in the church that we planted, one of the things that we would regularly do around difficult topics or relationship series was we would do a live Q&A at the end of the sermon. You know, I've heard Tim Keller talk about how when he planted his church, he just met with people after the service and just answered their questions about the sermon.
Right.
And so it doesn't need a big production. It could be as much as you hop on Facebook Live and answer people's questions. You know, I would recommend that you have somebody who's helping you facilitate comments and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can't turn Facebook comments off. You can turn comments off on your online platform and things like that. So depending on the platform that you use, you have a little bit more control over comments. Like for example, with the politics one, we turn the comments off on our online platform and have people text in questions.
Gotcha.
Just because we wanted to try to avoid fights. You know, so it could be as simple as just hopping on Facebook Live. It could be as simple as just saying, hey, we're going to answer questions about this theological thing. You know, send your questions, you know, here's this WooFoo form or whatever. You know, send your questions in anonymously if you want. I think there's a lot of power to anonymous questions.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've learned as well, though, is people really do like when you say, hey, you know, Sherry on YouTube asked this question.
Yep.
And so there is some power to having people's names and saying, you know, hey, Bob on Facebook asked this question. Because one of the things that we've learned with online church, and this is a totally different topic, but on online church, people want to know that you saw them.
Yep.
People want to know, like one of the ways you engage people is by saying, hey, I see you. I saw your name. And so, you know, to be able to do that. So if you're doing it on Facebook Live and someone asks a question, just saying, hey man, you know, hey Casey, thanks so much for asking the question, you know, I think is an easy way to do it. For us, it's a little bit more of a bigger production, because of the size church that we are, but I think you could do it on a smaller scale and still have the exact same power, that you want to have.
Well, Josh, this is hugely helpful. I appreciate you sharing everything that you guys are doing out there. And we look forward to connecting next week for another episode of Leadership Conversations. For all those of you listening, we're grateful to have you join us online. You can connect with us on Facebook, and you can find this podcast where fine podcasts are played. Until next time, KCC's Josh Reich signing off. Thank you for listening to another episode of Leadership Conversations with Josh Reich and Casey Cease. If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, head on over to iTunes or Google Play to subscribe to our podcast. Also, head on over to our website at www.leaderconvos.com.